Welcome to our podcast where we discuss the importance of cybersecurity and how to protect yourself in the digital world. In the latest Apple news, the tech giant has faced multiple security vulnerabilities in its operating systems. Critical vulnerabilities have been found in iOS and iPadOS, up to version 16.5.0, which allow for buffer overflow attacks and elevated write exploits through unknown data manipulation. However, Apple has been proactive in fixing these issues and has released updates to address two known and actively exploited security flaws, along with patches for zero-day vulnerabilities that were used to deliver spyware covertly. Moreover, in an attempt to enhance user experience, Apple has come up with a feature called Automatic Verification in iOS 16, which permits users to bypass CAPTCHA images when logging in online through Safari. As an iPhone, iPad, or Apple Watch user, it is advisable to update your device now to secure against these potential security threats. In Cisco news, multiple vulnerabilities have been discovered in various Cisco products. One high-severity vulnerability was found in the Cisco AnyConnect Secure Mobility Client software for Windows. This bug has had POC exploit code released online, and there is currently an exploit circulating in the wild. Additionally, a critical vulnerability was found in Cisco Duo 2-factor authentication for macOS that requires physical access to the target object. Various cross-site scripting vulnerabilities were also discovered in the Cisco Secure Email/Web Manager/Secure Web Appliance, specifically identified as CVE-2023-20028, CVE-2023-20119, and CVE-2023-20120. While a POC exploit code has been released online for one of the vulnerabilities in this group, no exploit is currently available for the others. It is recommended to upgrade the affected products, and we encourage our listeners to learn about clinical zero trust and build a strategy for business and security resilience in healthcare using this cybersecurity philosophy. Google has made significant strides in supporting cybersecurity efforts. The tech giant recently pledged $20 million to the Consortium of Cybersecurity Clinics, which aims to defend small government offices, rural hospitals, and nonprofits from hacking while also introducing students to potential careers in cybersecurity. This initiative aligns with a growing interest in Congress to invest in the next generation of cybersecurity professionals. However, there are concerns regarding the effectiveness of two-factor authentication, such as Google Authenticator, in preventing SIM swap attacks. Despite this, Google CEO's pledge is still seen as a significant step in supporting the development of a robust cybersecurity workforce and protecting vulnerable institutions. Moreover, to reward ethical hackers, Google has awarded $12 million in bounty rewards to researchers who identified and fixed over 2,900 security issues in 2022. In addition, the company announced the winners of the 2022 Google Cloud VRP Prize and gave out over $313,000 in prize money for identifying vulnerabilities in Google Cloud products. In the latest Microsoft news, two security threats have emerged. Firstly, a newly discovered cryptojacking campaign is affecting internet-exposed Linux and IoT devices. Hackers are using Trojanized OpenSSH versions to carry out these attacks. Secondly, a warning has been issued by Microsoft about credential attacks by a threat actor called Midnight Blizzard. These attackers have been using proxy services to carry out their attacks. Stay tuned for more updates on this developing story. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, has issued a warning about a new vulnerability in the VMware Network Analytics product that hackers are exploiting, posing a considerable security threat to businesses. Additionally, VMware has fixed high-severity security issues in vCenter server, which could potentially allow code execution and authentication bypass. A critical vulnerability in the VMware vCenter server/Cloud Foundation SERP protocol handler was also discovered, which could result in buffer overflow exploits, and a patch has been recommended. Finally, a remote code execution vulnerability has been identified within the VMware vCenter server/Cloud Foundation SERP protocol, potentially allowing attackers to exploit the system through unknown data manipulation, and patching is highly recommended to prevent any security breaches. Atomic Wallet has announced a recent development regarding a security breach that happened on June 3. Although the details of the attack are not yet clear, less than 0.1% of its users were affected by the hack. The company has not yet confirmed how much money, if any, was stolen. In a statement released by Atomic Wallet, it was outlined that four possible causes for the recent hack could be local device viruses and a man-in-the-middle attack. Next up in Atomic Wallet news, we'll be sure to keep you updated as more information becomes available. Synamy News announces the launch of a new service for small and medium-sized businesses to enhance their cybersecurity. The VCISO directory, the industry's first directory of virtual chief information security officer service providers, is created by Synamy. The directory provides a list of qualified cybersecurity professionals who can help protect digital assets and ensure compliance. With this new service, small businesses now have better access to virtual CISO providers who can assist them in managing their online security. It is a significant step forward for small businesses in taking cybersecurity seriously. In Group IB News, there are concerns over ChatGPT's cybersecurity following a report from a Singaporean cybersecurity firm. The firm found that over 100,000 login credentials of the popular ChatGPT chatbot have been leaked and traded on the dark web within the past year. Their analysis suggests that the leak was caused by information stealing malware. ChatGPT is an artificial intelligence language model developed by OpenAI and allows users to chat with the system. As this story develops, we will continue to monitor any updates on this concerning matter. In the latest Kaspersky News, researchers conducted tests on ChatGPT's ability to detect phishing sites based on URLs. The results were impressive, with an 87.2% accuracy rate. However, there are still concerns regarding phishing emails from cybercriminals posing as HR specialists, targeting employee credentials. Meanwhile, Kaspersky researchers also made significant progress in the analysis of TriangleDB implant used in Operation Triangulation, uncovering more details about the exploit chain employed to deliver the spyware to iOS devices. Stay tuned for further updates on these developments. Next up in UPS News, we have a concerning report of scammers targeting UPS customers via SMS. According to recent reports, these SMS phishers have used a fake UPS tracking tool to trick customers into giving away their personal information, including phone numbers and shipment data. This scam has affected UPS customers in Canada and has caused alarm for those who could potentially have their information harvested. Stay tuned as we keep you updated on this developing story of scammers targeting UPS customers via SMS with a fake UPS tracking tool.